Now, it's not often you get to talk to someone who is known as Canada's sweetheart.
As long as this world keeps on spinning around, I'll keep hanging on to this love that I found. I won't let go, 'cause I know I have something that is true, and I will never, ever quit loving you.
That's the voice of Jill Barber. She's out with a new album, Mischievous Moon. It's a collection of songs from a collection of decades, from doo-wop to lounge, all originals, and all as surprising as how Jill Barber came to be known as Canada's sweetheart.
I confess I gave myself that nickname.
Okay, we know where it came from then.
It was, I've built my career in different parts of Canada. So just to avoid the confusion, I said, look, just call me Canada's sweetheart.
That's a lot catchier. You know, listening to your music, I want to try to avoid using the word retro. I mean, that seems a little cliche. So I'll put the onus on you. Describe the genre you're trying to capture to us.
I like the word nostalgic. I love old music and have obviously been greatly influenced by the American Songbook. But as a songwriter and a singer, I want to kind of try to write new songs, brand new songs that carry on that tradition of greats that came before me.
You say you were really struck by the American Songbook. I mean, was that natural for a young girl growing up in Canada, or did that make you sort of a bit different in the styles that were drawing you?
Well, I suppose I came to discover a lot of older music by the time I got to university. That's Canadian for college. Yeah, so as a girl, I listened to everything that my friends listened to, which is we won't get into.
Get into it.
Paula Abdul was my absolute hero as a young woman. Forever your girl. I'm forever your girl, Paula. It was in university in my late teens, early 20s, when I first bought a record player. And that is when I started to become kind of obsessed with vinyl. And I really kind of discovered music that way by just kind of thumbing through crates of records, dusty records.
What was the first record that really spoke to you?
I would say Etta James. Etta James, At Last. You know, there was something so powerful, especially as a woman. I was really attracted to this voice, the way she delivered a song. It was so kind of ballsy. Can I say that on the radio?
You can.
But I would say, you know, Nat King Cole too. The warmth of his voice kind of wrapped me up, and I really felt for him.
When suddenly a song is playing to my heart, and the clouds disappear, every time you're near to me, mischievous moon.
There was a review that described your style as unabashedly imitative, but also utterly honest. How do you pull that off?
I read that, too. I am unabashedly, I wear my influences right on my sleeve, and I'm not afraid of that. And the honesty part just comes from the fact that I'm not singing old covers, you know, somebody else's feelings. I'm really singing from my own experiences, and the temptation to sing covers is great, and certainly a lot of people encourage me to do it, but I really feel like I want to make a contribution, you know, because if somebody doesn't start writing more songs in the tradition of that great songbook, what's going to happen? They're just going to get older and older and older and dustier.
This album, I mean, it clearly has a lot of range. There's a lounge song, Be My Man, that made me think of a Woody Allen film.
Honestly, I sit down when I begin to make records and I say, I want this record to sound like a Woody Allen film. And
is that true? You're just flattering me here.
No, I'm a huge Woody Allen fan. I think of my records as soundtracks in a way. You know, if I had to have someone direct the movie of my life, it would be Woody Allen.
And be the best woman that I can, will you promise to be my man?
You have clarinet, you have xylophone in these songs. I mean, I wonder if clarinetists and xylophones are just smiling everywhere because they feel like you've made their instruments, in a way, hip again.
I noticed you didn't mention the accordion.
We can add that.
Because, you know, I've never really had a good sense of what's in style and what's not, but I've always loved the clarinet. And I do feel that they're instant transporters for people. That, as soon as they hear a clarinet, it takes them to a certain place. And I like living in that place. I like musically living in that place. And I like to bring my audience there with me. That's fun for me. So I think that's where the nostalgia comes in, or the retro. People feel as if they're stepping back in time. For me, it's not at all stepping back in time. It's just keeping alive the tradition of great music of the past.
One of the songs on the album, Oh My My, has this totally different sound to it, especially as it opens.
Oh my my, oh my my, oh my my.
It sounds far-fetched, I know, but I will tell you the truth. So I was sleeping and I was having a really intense, really, really vivid dream, and there was this rhythm that I woke with. So I had this, oh my my, oh my my. That's what I had. I woke with it. And then before I even had a chance to think about it or question it, I recorded that, and I went back and listened to it, and then I just started singing over top of that. Like around. It just flowed out of me.
I fear the devil's knocking at your door. And he sent me home and straight to bed. And he gave me pain and to rest my head. But it won't do. Cause all I want, all I need is, darling, you.
In talking to you, Jill, one word that I read describing your early career in the coffee houses was shy. You don't strike me as very shy. Was that fair at that point?
Absolutely. I think I still have shy moments, but when it comes to my career, I feel I've stepped up, and I've been encouraged enough along the way that it's allowed me to become more confident. I am not one of these people that was born to live on the stage and to be in the lights. My parents are the opposite of showbiz parents. You know, my dad's a scientist and my mom is a teacher, and neither of them are at all musical. So it's very interesting that they happen to have two professional musicians for kids. My brother, Matthew Barber, is also a professional musician, so... yeah, we've both worked through our shyness.
You can certainly hear that. Singer-songwriter Jill Barber, she just finished her tour in the United States. Her new album, Mischievous Moon, is available now. Jill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, David. It's been a pleasure.
And Jill, I understand there's a song that you wanted to perform for us today.
Yes, this song is one that I wrote as kind of an homage, a thank you to all the men I've loved before. I thank you for all the inspiration for the love songs over the years. It's called Old Flame.
Old flame burnt out long ago. I hope you know what you meant to me. There was a time when you were burning bright, and I stood in your light, but it wasn't meant to be. Old flame, I
changed? Or are you just the same? Old flame in the back of my mind, I still let it shine from time to time.
You can hear more from Jill Barber's new album at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Rachel Martin is back here next week. I'm David Green.
No, it wasn't meant.